time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome into Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on Northeastern State this evening in the MIAA opener for both squads. I'm Matt Tritton, joined alongside John Coffey for tonight's ball game. Starting off the women's game at 5:30, followed up by the men's basketball game. Bearcats and Riverhawks coming up at approximately 7:30. So a good night of basketball here in Bearcat Arena. John, always fun to be able to get back in, have the doubleheader of the men's and women's basketball teams both going at it, and get a good atmosphere for both squads.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think both teams have been looking forward to getting into the conference season. Again, the conference season starts a little bit earlier than it used to in previous years. Back many years ago, it would be January before you got the conference season going. But you get a lot of meaningful games played early, and that's what they've got here tonight when Northeastern State comes to town.
Bearcats coming to this ball game 1-5 overall. Meanwhile, Northeastern State, they are 3-2. Bearcats' lone win came back on November 15th against Peru State, an 84-69 decision. They've dropped three straight since then, but I think at this point for head coach Buck Shiel, you're hoping, you took some tough losses early on, you turn the page, you get in a conference season, and just try to learn from some of those early losses.
Yeah, they've got a lot of young players right now trying to learn from those losses coming in and trying to learn what it takes to play basketball at the college level, and this will be a test against a Northeastern State team that's rebuilding as well. Their head coach in their first year there, and she's brought in some very good athletes as well, so it's going to be a good test for Northwest, but again, Northwest just needs to come out and kind of concentrate on some of the things they need to work on and improve to take another step forward.
Bearcats picked 12th in the MIAA preseason polls. Northeastern State picked 13th. So, hoping Northwest can make those standings prove true here in this opener at least and knock off Northeastern State in the MIAA opener for each school. A lot more coming up here on Bearcat Game Day. We're just less than 20 minutes to go until opening the tip here from Bearcat Arena. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State basketball coming up on the Bearcat Radio Network this evening, opening up with the women's team taking on Northeastern State in a 5:30 tip-off. Bearcats have lost three straight, hoping to get up to Schneid tonight in the MIAA opener against Northeastern. And John, last segment you kind of hit on it a little bit. Both these teams are rebuilding right now. Head coach Buck Shiel, his second full season as the full-time head coach here with the Bearcats on the other side. It's Fala Bullock. She is in her first year as a head coach there at Northeastern and trying to build up a program that just last year, 6-21 overall, 2-17 in the MIAA. Mind you, one of those wins in the MIAA came against this Bearcat squad.
Yeah, it did. And Bullock is a coach that's had success not only as a player but as a head coach. He was at Armstrong State before coming to Northeastern State and actually played at Northeastern State, so was coming back to her alma mater to help turn around this program. She had a winning record at Armstrong State, 101 and 76, led her team to the Sweet 16 in her first year there. So she's had a lot of success, and I think she's brought in some very good athletes right now that at this particular point, I think just trying to get used to playing together as a team, and I think you'll see this Northeastern State team win quite a few more games than what they've had in the past, just from looking at the roster and some of the success they've had early on. They've got some players that are going to be successful in the MIAA.
It'll be a test for the Bearcats, but a chance to improve to 2-5 on the season and 1-0 in MIAA play. Still to come, we have the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Shield. We're going to take a quick break and be back with the interview with Coach Shield. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, the first MIAA basketball game of the season for Northwest Missouri State, taking on Northeastern this evening. Tip-off coming up at 5:30. Now chatting with head coach Buck Shield. And that first MIAA basketball game, does it feel like you kind of turned over a new leaf tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we had great great energy, great focus, and really good competitiveness this last 3 days in practice. And so, you know, that's one of the big areas I talked with them about after the Thanksgiving weekend down at St. Joe is, you know, once you start conference games, it's almost like starting a new season. You can turn over a new leaf and, you know, kind of maybe put some of those bad games behind us and move forward.
Well, starting conference season, a doubleheader with the men's basketball team, a promotion tonight for the Christmas season. So hopefully a good crowd and providing a little more energy that way, too.
Yeah, I think that'll be good for our girls to experience that. And, you know, like you said, it is our first doubleheader with the men. And so usually that, you know, kind of picks up our crowd, especially in that second half. And, you know, that's kind of what I talk to the girls is just, you know, really buy into that energy, you know, really look forward to the experience and just go out and play. And, you know, I think for us, the biggest things is, you know, we got to have a really good overall team effort tonight. And we've got to do that from the beginning of the game. And I know I talk about that all the time, But, you know, especially when you get into conference play, and with a team like this, they're very transition offense oriented. They want to get out. They want to push the ball. They'll let it fly and transition and whatnot. And so, you know, we have to have high effort from the tip.
And it's the team that comes in, Northeastern State, 3-2 overall in the season. They've got some size. They've got some returners from last year. But it is a new head coach. They were picked 13th in the MIAA. So is that one, too, to where you can tell the girls, hey, don't really worry about what those preseason numbers say. You're going to get a good effort tonight.
Absolutely. You know, I told them, obviously, once you get to conference, you know, the preseason stuff doesn't matter. It's kind of based off of how your team did last year, what you return and things like that. And, you know, right now, both of us are 0-0 in conference play. And so, you know, you got to go out as if you're, you know, defending, you know, really defending that conference record, because, you know, you want to start off on the right foot, and, you know, you got to come out and compete and give yourself a chance.
Against St. Mary's, we saw Tanya come out and play a little bit more physical and play better in the post and not get in foul trouble early on. How does that transition into tonight?
She definitely has to do that, as well as our other forwards, and I've challenged her to make sure that she shows up like that every night, with her being, you know, one of our lone four-year kids on our roster. That's her job. That's my expectations for her, and she needs to expect that out of herself, because her teammates are relying on her, and she kind of has to show them the way early and let everybody else follow. And, you know, so hopefully that's the case tonight. She's been great this week in practice, and, you know, we have to, you know, let her, she kind of has to get going, or if somebody else kind of gets things going too, I know she's going to come along, but she has to be consistent for us on both ends of the floor.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head coach, take on Northeastern State. We'll take a break and be back with starters here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park.
The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the JL Housing Company.
Well, coming up on tip-off from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on Northeastern State, the MIAA opener for both schools. Northeastern comes in today 3-2 overall, while Northwest Missouri State 1-5. They've dropped their last three in a row, but a chance to break that streak and get back in the win column. Last year when these two teams met, the Bearcats fell in a 72-58 decision. The Riverhawks took that one of their two MIAA wins a season ago. The last time the Bearcats beat the Riverhawks, well, that was back on January 31st of 2013, a 67-64 win here in Maryville. So the Bearcats hoping to get back in that win column this evening against Northeastern State. Let's go ahead and bring you starting lineups for this evening's basketball game. We'll start off with Northwest Missouri State and their point guard, a 5-foot, 5-inch freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, and played her high school basketball at Central, as Jalen Haggard. Haggard averaging 13.7 points per game, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist per contest, also shooting 34% from the field on the year so far. Haggard, 19 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds against St. Mary's in that 81-74 loss just Saturday evening in the Thanksgiving Classic from St. Joseph, Missouri. Jalen kind of proving right alongside Tanya Meyer, top two scorers on this basketball team, and she's going to come out and a gunslinger. She has an opportunity to get that bucket. She's going to take it. So now the Bearcats are kind of looking for that third score or fourth score, someone to kind of go along with Tanya and Jalen to help fill that void as the season goes along. Bearcats also starting tonight, a 5-foot, 9-inch freshman from Waukee, Iowa, Kylie Coleman. Coleman making just her third start of the season in her seventh career game. Coleman averaging 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist per ball game as well. She had 3 points and 2 rebounds in that basketball game against University of St. Mary on Saturday, averaging about 19 minutes per ball game. But a chance this evening as the Bearcats going guard heavy to really ramp up those minutes and give the Bearcats some good minutes early on and hopefully set the tone here for Northwest Missouri State. She's a player that averaged 12 points per ball game in high school and also won the Iowa 5A state championship during her high school career. So she is a proven winner and hoping to come out and give the Bearcats some good minutes here this evening. Northwest also starting a 5-foot, 9-inch freshman from Guilford, Missouri. Play her basketball at South Nottoway High School. That is Mallory McConkie. McConkie, 6.5 points per ball game, 3 rebounds and 3 assists as well. McConkie, 8 points and 5 assists, 3 rebounds for the Bearcats against St. Mary's on Saturday. It's her 7th career game and her 7th career start. So McConkie back in the lineup this evening. Bearcats also giving the start to a 5-foot, 7-inch junior from St. Joseph. Mallory McAndrews played her high school basketball at Benton. McAndrews averaging 7 points per ball game. She had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist in that game against St. Mary's, her 6th start of the year. And a 5-foot, 10-inch senior from Sioux City, Iowa, the team's leading scorer, Tanya Meyer, 15 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. And she is shooting 43% from the field coming into the ball game. Those are the starters for Northwest: Haggard, Coleman, McConkie, McAndrews, and Meyer. On the other side for Northeastern State, they'll start a 5-foot, 6-inch senior from Garland, Texas, at point guard from South Garland High School, Alexis Hill. Hill comes into the ball game averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists per ball game, also making her 4th start on the season. Also a 5-foot, 10-inch senior from Vinita, Oklahoma, Miranda Griffin. Griffin, 7 points per ball game, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists per contest as well. Also in the lineup tonight, a 6-foot junior from Sparta, Missouri, Kaylin Long. Long averaging 12 points per ball game, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist as well, the second leading scorer on this Riverhawk team coming into the night. Also a 6-foot senior from Arlington, Texas, Destiny Strange. Now, a year ago, Strange averages 6 points per ball game and 4 rebounds. This year, she is averaging 14 points per contest, the leading scorer on this Riverhawk team, and she has led the way so far, 50 points. 9% shooting from the field, 28 of 55. Pretty impressive numbers early on from Strange in her senior year. Also rounding out the starting five for the Riverhawks, a 6'2" junior from Long Beach, California, transfer from Cypress College, Joy Bertrand. This is actually the third school in 3 years for Bertrand coming from Cypress College. Previous to that, she was at Cal State Dominguez Hills, also an NCAA Division II squad. Bertrand, 3 points per ball game and 3 rebounds per contest as well. Those are the starters for the Riverhawks: Hill, Griffin, Long, Strange, and Bertrand. They come into the ballgame 3-2. Northwest, 1-5, looking to start off the MIAA season with a win over Northeastern State. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the opening tip. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Starting lineups being announced here for Northwest Missouri State as they get ready to take on Northeastern State here in the MIAA opener from Bearcat Arena. This one followed up by the men's basketball game at approximately 7:30, so a fun night of basketball here at Bearcat Arena. And just a reminder, Bearcat basketball underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. John, just about set for tip-off here from Bearcat Arena. And man, it has been a while since we've had that feel of MIAA basketball. Some truly fun, meaningful basketball with the crowds coming in. Of course, we saw that in the NCAA tournament for the men's team last year, and now get a taste of it this evening.
I think we're going to have a good crowd for tonight's game already. A lot of people coming in for this women's matchup, and a couple good cause for tonight as well. If fans are listening right now, getting ready to come out to the arena, might pick up a toy to bring in. They're taking donations. The athletic department is for the Hanaway County Toys for Tots program to help get some toys to children who might not have as good a Christmas otherwise. So a good opportunity to come out to the game, see some good basketball tonight, and help out kids around Hanaway County.
It's a great opportunity to come out and do that. You're exactly right, John. And it's always kind of cool, too, to be able to give back and help a community like that. So hope for a good crowd, not only for the basketball team, but also for Toys for Tots this evening. Don't forget, wear your ugly sweater, which Ben McComb zined you on last night. I'm sure we'll get more on that later.
I'm not sure what he was meaning by that.
We'll talk later. Bearcats and Riverhawks getting set to go. Bearcats actually a late scratch in this ballgame, putting Kehlani Maiava in the starting lineup. Going for the opening tip against Joy Bertrand, and Maiava wins it, gives it out to Haggard, and she will bring it up for the Bearcats going left to right in this first quarter. Haggard all the way into the bucket, off the glass, no good. Tanya Meyer, offensive board, gathers it, now kicks it back out to Jalen Haggard. 15 seconds into the ballgame, Bearcats getting a second shot attempt. This one, Tanya Meyer, around the rim, no good. And the three-point attempt comes down to Destiny Strange, a defensive rebound for Northeastern. Alexis Hill playing the point for Northeastern, going right to left in this first quarter. Goes off to the right side for Miranda Griffin. Griffin up top to Strange. Now left side for Hill. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jalen Haggard.
One thing the Northwest had trouble with last weekend down in St. Joseph for that Missouri Western Holiday Classic was just getting back on defense. The right guard really concentrated on that tonight as Northeastern State likes to push the ball down the floor.
Inbound comes into Hill, guarded by Haggard, goes right side. 10 seconds on the shot clock after that pass was tipped out of bounds previously. Left side it is Griffin, trying to drive on Kylie Coleman, four on the shot clock. She gets it off to Kaylin Long. Long guarded by McConkie, drives in, throws up a runner, off the glass, and it rolls around. A highly contested shot by McConkie. A little bit of luck getting that one to fall.
Well, he did about everything he could do defensively, and that still went down.
Haggard brings it up for the Bearcats. Screen to her right from Maiava. Now goes back top of the key for Tanya Meyer. Right side now, Kylie Coleman has a screen for Meyer. Gets down to the free throw line, back out to McConkie. 13 on the shot clock. Now Jalen Haggard on the right side. Up top to Myers, driving into the paint. She puts up a runner of her own. That one comes up short. Rebound goes off of Maiava's hands, out of bounds, and back to the Riverhawks.
I like that look at having Maiava and also Meyer out on the floor at the same time. Gives them a little bit more size inside and hopefully a little bit better opportunities with some offensive rebounds tonight.
8:35 to go in the first quarter. A 2-0 Riverhawk lead. Destiny Strange, team's leading scorer, top of the key, left side now for Alexis Hill. Hill looking inside for Joy Bertrand. Couple dribbles against Maiava, goes up right hand off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Feels like the Bearcats are bringing a little more intensity on the defensive end to start this game, too.
They worked on that throughout this week, again, working on getting back quickly on defense and being a little bit more aggressive defensively, and so far it's paid off.
Meyer, top of the key, couple dribbles in, kick out for McConkie. McConkie now works her way into the paint. Back out for Haggard on the left wing. Guarded by Hill. Couple dribbles. Steps back. She'll take a three-pointer. Off balance. No good. Rebound comes down to Bertrand. Bertrand outlet off to Hill. Hill gets it ahead to Griffin left wing. Starts to drive on Coleman. Picks up her dribble. Now inside to Strange. Short corner left side. Goes under the bucket. Goes up for a layup. Looks like that shot might have been partially blocked by Maiava. And Meyer comes up with it. Out ahead to Haggard. Slows it down a bit. Hands it off right wing now for Kylie Coleman. Coleman left side for McConkie. Screen from Maiava to her right. Gets it down to the elbow. Nearly loses control of the ball. Gathers it back in the right corner. Skip pass. Looked like that one going out to Haggard. Jalen started to cut in. That pass went out to the right. And it goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Cats. And Haggard comes up a little bit gimpy after that play. She'll head to the bench. And Macy Williams check into the ballgame. So we'll get to see the junior from Tabor, Iowa, getting her first action. As Griffin has it right side, up top of the key for Bailey Eldred, checking in now for Northeastern State. Eldred now into the block, goes up with a contact, and the offensive foul coming up on Bailey Eldred. It's Macy Williams right there taking the charge.
Macy did a good job sliding over, getting a position to take that charge. Macy trying to come back after an injury earlier this year as well, and it's limited some of her playing time, but hopefully as she recuperates from that injury, we'll see her out on the floor more and more.
Dittlinger comes in for Maiava. And that's one thing we talked about at the coaches show last night with Buck Scheel. Jalen Haggard taking over starting point guard duties. Macy Williams right there supporting her fully throughout that, even though that was Macy's duty last year. Meyer into the paint, off the glass, no good. She comes up with the offensive rebound, though. Shot did not hit the rim, so there's now 10 on that shot clock. Williams top of the key. Dribbles left side, tries to force a pass into Dittlinger. It's stolen away, and back come the Riverhawks the other way. Hill gets it out to ahead to Eldred, back out to Destiny Strange. Up top now for Griffin. Griffin right side for Kaylin Long. She'll take the three-pointer. That one off to the left. Rebound comes down to Dittlinger. 6:34 to go in the first quarter. Still just a 2-0 Northeastern State lead.
Not exactly been a shooting exhibition tonight. One on the Northwest 0 for 5 from the field, and the Northeastern State 1 for 4.
Kylie Coleman has it right wing. Left side now, McConkie skip pass to Dittlinger. She'll pull up for a 15-foot jump shot, well short, and the rebound comes down to Hill. Hill will push back the other way. They want to go up-tempo, does this Northeastern State squad. Gets it out to Miranda Griffin, top of the key now for Bailey Eldred. Right side for Hill. Dribbles into the corner. Gets it back up top for Kalen Long. Back into the corner for Hill. Floats a pass into Strange. Comes up with it. Double team comes over. She might have traveled, but they don't call it. And she lays it in. Like a Strange might have took an extra step. Doesn't get the call, but she went ahead, laid that one in off the glass.
Kind of fight her way from a double team inside.
4-0 lead for Northeastern State. Top of the key, Meyer gets one down inside for Dentlinger. Off the glass is good. Maria, first points of the ball game. Cuts this Northeastern State lead in half. 5:34 to go in the first quarter. Is Griffin. Dribbles left side, gives it off to Eldred. Trying to drive baseline on Dentlinger. Mason Williams comes over, help defense. But the roll there for Eldred gets that one to fall. And back to a four-point lead for Northeastern. Williams brings it up, crossover, force a pass into Dittlinger. It's tipped and stolen away by Destiny Strange. She gets the head to Eldred, who will slow things up. And back at top for Miranda Griffin. Griffin inside to Destiny Strange. She'll take a jumper from the free throw line and banks it in.
Not sure she meant to bank it, but it counts on the scoreboard just the same, though.
8-2 now our score. Strange, 4 points in the game. She averaged just 5 points per game last year. Now she is the Riverhawks' leading scorer at 14 points per contest. Mallory McConkey with it on the right wing. Trying to dribble past Eldra. Picks up her dribble in the short corner. Up top now for Meyer. 10 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Kylie Coleman with it now. Gets a screen for Meyer. Starts to dribble left. Back up top for Meyer. 5 on the shot clock. Meyer to the elbow. Picks up her dribble. 3 now. McConkey with it. Shot clock running down. Fires one up at the buzzer. Knocks it down. And they get a 3-pointer on that one as well. McConkey puts up a prayer and it goes down. 8-5 now the Northeastern State lead as Eldred comes down. Another offensive foul on the Riverhawks.
Macy Williams again drawing that offensive charge.
4:10 to play. Immediate timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this one with them as Macy Williams gets getting the Bearcats the ball back once again. Northwest trailing by 3. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mallory McAndrews' first shot at it is good. A 3-pointer from the left wing. This game tied up at 8 apiece. Checking in now, Trey Brooks in for Northeastern State. As Griffin has it right side, left side now for Sienna Hayes. Hayes dribbles off her foot, loose ball. She picks it up and hands it off now for Morgan Hellyer. Hellyer gives it off to Brooks, top of the key, guarded by McAndrews. 8 on the shot clock, inside now to Bertrand. Bertrand goes up left hand, no good. Mayava pulls down the defensive board. Ahead to Haggard. Haggard pushes up the floor, thinks about a transition three, gets in all the way to the paint, off the glass, and good.
Well, that's a great little hesitation move at the elbow off the left side, kind of put the defense asleep, and she flew past a couple of defenders and had the layup.
And Haggard, listed at 5'5", put that one in over Bertrand, who is 6'2". 3:07 to play in the first quarter. Bearcats, their first lead of the night at 10-8. Brooks driving in on Haggard, gets past her, and lays that one in off the glass to tie it up. Brooks, a transfer in from Collin College, getting that basket now. It's kind of one of those tough mistakes on the Bearcats as that pass thrown ahead from Haggard to McAndrews and just slips right through her hands into the Northeastern State bench.
And that's an area that's been a problem for Northwest this year, as it was last year, just some turnovers, and it's the unforced turnovers that really drive a coaching staff crazy, and that's an area they just really need to kind of focus in on a little bit more.
Tied up at 10 apiece, Zoe Hayward checks in, getting her first minutes now. Griffin for Northeastern drives in, kicks it out to Strange. Now top for Brooks. Griffin screen to her left. She'll take a three-pointer. It's good. Miranda Griffin knocks down the three-pointer. She is now just 4 of 23 on the year from deep, but a good time to knock down her fourth of the year. As Haggard trying to go coast-to-coast, her shot blocked out of bounds that time by Bertrand. Joey Bertrand saying, fool me once.
Didn't get fooled that time.
Not at all. 13-10, the Northeastern State score. 2:19 to play in this first quarter. Meyer inside, working on Bertrand, goes up off the glass, no good, and the rebound comes down for Sienna Hayes. Hayes ahead to Griffin, now they give it off to Hellyer. Hellyer into the paint, goes up, left hand, it's good. Nice move there by the 5'11" sophomore from Flower Mound, Texas, to make this a 5-point Riverhawk lead. Haggard walks across midcourt as Buck Shield calls out the plays from the sideline. Bearcats going left to right in this first half, and Haggard looking for Meyer, cutting, she doesn't see it, throws it away, and Griffin, fast break on the other end, layup is good.
There's 5 points in the last minute and a half or so that are really coming off the unforced errors by Northwest, and it's really changed the momentum of this game.
Coach Shield wants to talk this one over, a 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this one with them. 17-10, the Northeastern State lead. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
1:41 to play in the first quarter. Northwest Missouri State took a 10-8 lead, but since that point, Northeastern State on a 9-0 run right now, and the Bearcats trying to get themselves a little more organized as Coach Shield calls that timeout, calls the squad down, and sets the play up.
5 turnovers now for Northwest in this first quarter, and 7 points coming off those turnovers for the Riverhawks.
McAndrews with it, left wing, looking inside for Tawny Meyer. Now gets it into that left block. Meyer working on Bertrand, fires across for Haggard. Haggard goes up with the layup.
3-second call.
3-second violation on Tanya. So even when a pretty good play was drawn up, as Haggard drove in and laid that one in, the Bearcats still finding a way to give it back to Northeastern. Cats trailing by 7 as Brooks brings up the floor. Right side for Hellyer, guarded by McConkie. Hands off now for Griffin. She'll take a deep three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Haggard pulls down the rebound for the Bearcats. Now slowing that pace. We saw as the Bearcats started to let things unravel there a little bit there, trying to keep up with Northeastern State's pace. Now the Bearcats slowing things down. Haggard right wing. A reaching call coming up on Tree Brooks. 58.7 seconds left in the first quarter. And McConkie will inbound right in front of the Northeastern State bench. And now they give off to Haggard between the circle and the right sideline. Dribbles down into the corner, gives off for McConkie up top, Zoe Hayward. Back to McConkie, trying to get the ball inside to Meyer. She'll go ahead and pull, take a three-pointer. That one off the mark. Rebound comes down for Hayes. Hayes pushing it up. Pass inside for Bertrand, left wide open. Bertrand grabs it, hits the deck. Now passes it off to Haggard. Haggard coming the other way with the steal ahead to McAndrews. Thinks about that transition three. Takes a little head shoulder fake. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. Brooks pulls down the rebound for Northeastern. Riverhawks pushing back the other way. Hayes with the right wing. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Cats trailing by 7. Brooks calling out a play now for the Riverhawks. Left side now for Hayes. Hayes trying to force a pass inside to Hellyer. Ball kicked by Mallory McConkie. Also, Northeastern will retain possession. 9 seconds to go in this first quarter. Northeastern inbounding. Baseline left. They're 8 of 13 shooting in this first half. Meanwhile, the Bearcats just 4 of 14. Brooks pass comes in, tipped by Hayward. Hayward picks it up for the Bearcats. 6 seconds now on the game clock. Hayward crosses midcourt ahead to McAndrews. Little head and shoulder fake, puts up a three-pointer at the buzzer. That one comes up just short. Bearcats had a chance there. The shot just off the mark. So at the end of the first quarter, Northeastern State leading Northwest Missouri State 17-10. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXDV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Riverhawks with the ball to start this second quarter, going right to left. And it is Hayes with it, gets it inside to Bertrand. Left side, short corner, going baseline. A little up and under move, and the reverse layup over Tanya Meyer is good. Nice move by Bertrand, the 6'2" junior. Transfer in from Cypress College.
Northeastern State started off this game cold from the field, but they really heated up, shooting 64% now on their field goal attempts.
Kylie Coleman back into the game for the Bearcats. Goes left side now to Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews to McConkey. 10 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Trying to be patient and get that good shot. It's going to be Meyer pulling up for a three, and she knocks it down. Tanya's first points of the night. Gets the Bearcats back within six. She had 29 points and 11 rebounds in that loss to St. Mary last Saturday. Alexis Hill between the circles goes right side for Hayes. Now inside to Bertrand. Guarded by Meyer. Goes up left hand off the back of the rim, and it falls through. Little shooter's touch from Bertrand. She has 4 points now in the ballgame. 8:42 to play in the first half. 21-13 is the Northeastern State lead. McConkey top the key. Swings around left side for Kylie Coleman. Coleman right night side now for Haggard. Forces a pass into Meyer. It's stolen away by Hellyer. Hellyer head to Hill. Going in. Transition defense there by Kylie Coleman, but nice move by Hill to finish off that layup. It's now a 10-point Riverhawk lead. As Haggard with it, top of the key. She just thought about pulling up for a three. Goes right side now for McConkey instead. Into the corner for Kylie Coleman. Coleman tries to float a pass inside to Meyer. Tipped by Bertrand. Meyer able to regain it in the corner. Inside to Coleman. Goes up in the lane. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds off the off the Riverhawks. So it'll stay with Northwest. There's a concerted effort to get the ball inside to Tanya, but a lot of these passes kind of feel like they're being airmailed in there and easily tipped.
Yeah, and they've been throwing them right kind of in the defense for Northeastern State's been able to get into the passing lanes very easily and come up with some steals. Northwest right now, 7 turnovers out of this ballgame. Again, just midway through the contest here, and Northeastern State has taken advantage of those as well, coming up with 9 points off those turnovers.
Inbound comes into Kylie Coleman. She'll drive left baseline. Goes up off the glass. No good. It rolls off to Miranda Griffin. Griffin brings it up. Left side for Kaylin Long. Thinks about a three-pointer. Drives into the right block. Off the glass. No good. Coleman pulls down the rebound for Northwest. She gets it out to Haggard. Guarded by Alexis Hill. Dribbles up to the right wing. Has Mayava wide open underneath. Mayava goes up off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down to Eldred in Northeastern State. Out ahead to Hayes. She'll pull up for the transition three-pointer. And she hits it.
That time, not a turnover, and resulting in buckets to the other end, but a missed opportunity with a shot down in the blocks off the right side that didn't go. An easy shot there, and then turns around, and they give up two at the other end.
McConkie gets into the right block, gets it out for McAndrews. Ganders dribbles into the elbow, kicks it back out for McConkey. Gets the ball inside to Maiava. Nearly has her pocket pick from behind by Hayes. Goes up off the glass. And that was a much tougher shot than we saw last time down the floor. But Maiava able to get that one to go.
Had to put it up in a double team and a little bit off balance, and it still fell.
Cats down by 11. As it is, Kaylee Cunningham gets into the right corner. They swing it back around. Bailey Eldred driving in. Puts in and puts it off the glass for the Riverhawks. She has 4 points and is back to a 13-point deficit. Bearcats come into the game 1-5. They've lost three straight. Trying to get something going in the MIAA opener, but McConkey driving, loses control, and turns it over out of bounds once again.
Dribbled it out of bounds, trying to go down the lane off the right side.
Cats average just over 15 turnovers per game. They have 8 with 6:25 still to go here in the first half. 28-15, the Northeastern State lead. Alexis Hill barking up the signals between the circles for the Riverhawks. Now it's Eldred up top, right side for Hill. Hill gets it inside to Destiny Strange. Strange working on McConkie. Goes in, left hand is good. Nice move around the lane by Destiny Strange. And Coach Shield needs a timeout as it's now a 15-point lead for the Riverhawks. 6:03 to play here in the opening half. And we'll go ahead and we'll take this time out with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Coleman with it for Northwest. Gives it up to Haggard for three. It's good. Puts the foul. Out of the timeout, Northwest with an opportunity for a four-point play.
Flash feet coming out of the timeout. Prior to that, Northwest been outscored 22-5 over the last 7 minutes or so. And coming out there, getting the three to fall. Now a chance to make it a four-point trip down the floor. That'll be huge for Northwest.
We saw Haggard early in the ballgame make a cut. Her ankle looked like it was bothering her. She went to the bench. She's played quite a bit since then as her free throw misses and Northeastern comes up with the rebound. That time she knocks down the three-pointer, hits the deck after the foul, and that ankle might be bothering her once again. Hellyer drives in for Northeastern State. Her layup no good. Meyer pulls down the rebound. Bearcats chance to cut this deficit now to 10 this possession. Trailing 30-18, 5:30 to go here in the first half. Coleman looking inside, gets it to Meyer, guarded by Hellyer. Left block goes up, shot no good. Hellyer pulls down the rebound, nearly stolen away by Maiava, and they're going to get her for a foul. And whenever we had Andy Peterson pinch hitting for you there, some of those earlier ball games when you were with the football team, John, that's one of those plays to where if you get that steal on the other end while the team's running down and clearly they have that defensive rebound, coaches are going to say anything, just applaud it, hey, good play. But when you pick up the foul in that situation, that's when you get that glare on the sideline. Tough one there. 5:12 to go in the first half. Cats down by 12. Kaylin Long with it. Gives it off to Destiny Strange, guarded by Stillman. And she hands it off for Kaylee Cunningham.
Left side for Strains, nearly picked off and stolen away by Stillman. She tips it, goes out of bounds. So it will stay with Northeastern State. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. A lot of intensity and energy from the Bearcat defense early on. Trying to find that once again here late in this second quarter. Alexis Hill inbounding, floats it into Strange. Tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Off of Strange, and it goes back to Northwest. Good defense there by Stillman.
Yeah, a couple of pretty good defensive plays off that trip down the floor for Stillman.
That's one of those things that she learned a lot in high school playing down at Benton High School in St. Joseph. Defense stressed a lot there, Brett Goodwin's squad. Stillman playing well here. And Stillman left wide open for a three on the offensive end. That one comes up way short. That'll air ball and carry out of bounds. And Northeastern State bench, after that pick and popper, saying, wasn't that illegal screen on her in the first place? Might have been a little bit, but that's all right. As Hill brings it up for Northeastern State. Calls out the play, gives it off right side. Kaylee Cunningham up top now for Kaylin Long. Long inside to Strange. Goes up, ball tipped from behind, out of bounds. Nice help defense there by Mayava. Swing it over to tip down out of bounds. 15 on the shot clock. It'll be Hill inbounding baseline left. Looks inside to Hellyer. Now she'll float it out. Looking for Cunningham. Nearly picked off and stolen away by Kylie Coleman for Northwest. Coleman tips it in. Rolls out of bounds near the scores table. Good defense and good hustle there by Coleman.
Went diving off on the floor there, sliding after that loose ball. Just about got it, but it goes out of bounds. But still a great effort trying to come up with that steal.
It'll be Tree Brooks for Northeastern State. Inbounding for the Riverhawks. Comes into Long. Between the circles. 10 on the shot clock. Long pulling up for a three-pointer. It's good. And as she let that one go, Buck Shield kind of threw his hands up from the sideline. The Bearcats didn't step out there and put a hand in her face. Back to a 15-point deficit. Stillman, top of the key. Trying to give it off right side for Coleman. Now she'll go back left to McAndrews. Hands it off for Haggard. It's a screen to her right from Stillman. Falls to the ground as she's dribbling. Gives it off to Coleman. Coleman inside to Mayava over Strange. Off the glass, and it rattles in. Mayava, 4 points in the ballgame now as the Bearcats cut it to 13. Transition three-pointer for Long. Instead, she walked with that one. Knocks down a three-pointer, but she shuffled her feet.
Just trying to square up and get that shot off. And unfortunately, that little shuffle got called right in front of the official there.
One of those, like, man, look how open I am. Took that extra step. Macy Williams checks back in for the Bearcats as Haggard heads to the bench. On the floor for Northwest, Coleman, Mayava, McAndrews, Stillman, and Williams. As Macy gives it off to Coleman on the left wing. Guarded by Long, inside now Stillman. Goes in, left block. Her shot blocked from behind by Joy Bertrand. And Bertrand outlet to Brooks. Brooks gets it ahead to Hayes. Hayes puts up the three-pointer off the rim, no good. Coleman pulls down the board. And she'll give this off to Macy Williams. The Bearcats trying to slow it down and run through their offense. Here we go. Left side for Coleman. Gets a screen from Stillman. Into the paint. Dishes it off to Mayava into the corner. Mayava, hand off to Williams. 10 on the shot clock. Macy trying to get drive baseline. Kick out for Mayava. And Kaylani Mayava knocks down the three-pointer. Her first make from deep this season. She is 1-for-3 from three-point range. And Bearcats back within 10. As it's Hayes into the right corner for Northeastern State. Gives up for Long into the paint. And a blocking foul coming up on Macy Williams. Macy nearly got her third charge.
I know. She's done a good job a couple times getting there and forcing the charge. That time, just a little bit late getting in the lane and making the play defensively and gets called for the foul instead.
Second team foul on the Cats. First personal foul on Macy Williams. And we'll see Mayava check out. Tanya Meyer comes into the game. Really, foul-wise, a pretty clean game on both sides so far. Only one team foul here in the second quarter, Northeastern State. Two for the Cats. As Brooks gets it into Bertrand in the right block. Trying to post up. Meyer goes in. Left hand is no good. Offensive board, though, for Hayes. Hayes trying to get the ball back inside. This time for Kaylin Long. Guarded by Coleman. And a foul coming up on Coleman. And they're going to get her for a hold. As it looked like as that pass was coming in, her and Long really going back and forth there in the block. And they get Coleman for the foul. Brooks inbounding baseline right for Northeastern. Fires one near midcourt. And it's long coming up with it. Goes right side now for Brooks. Into the wing for Hayes. Looks inside to the post for Destiny Strange. Baseline right. Strange into the paint. Goes up right hand off the glass. Off the rim, no good. Tipped out by Stillman. Strange, though, grabs that rebound up with her left hand this time. No good. And Tanya Meyer grabs it for the Cats. Meyer now 6 rebounds in the first half. 2:10 to play in the second quarter. 33-23, Riverhawk lead. Macy Williams right side. May swing it around now. Kylie Coleman left wing. Coleman trying to float one into Meyer. Tipped by Bertrand. Meyer able to snag it, though. Gets it out to Macy Williams. Sets a screen out for Williams to her left. Macy left wing. Fires to a cutting Meyer. It's picked off by Bertrand. Joy Bertrand just knew exactly where that pass was going to go. Stepped in front and picked it off. Still a 10-point Northeastern State lead. Long driving in. Past Tanya Meyer and lays it up. Kaylin Long, a junior from Sparta, Missouri. She has 7 points in the first half. 35-23, the Northeastern State lead. As Macy Williams trying to pass to Stillman, it slips out of her hands. Hits Brooks in the head. She gets it back, and the Bearcats still have possession. Just afraid to play.
Just not sure that's the way that play is drawn up.
Meyer in the paint. Floater over. Bertrand is good.
Maybe they ought to draw it up that way. It turned out pretty well for Northwest.
I had a buddy that used to watch street ball and would throw a basketball off your head, catch it, and shoot it. I don't think that was the intention, but the Bearcats got points. Strange baseline right. Working on Stillman. Tries to float a pass out for Long. It's tipped by Coleman. Macy Williams diving on the floor for it now. Jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to Northwest. 54.9 seconds to play in the first half. The Bearcats can cut this to a single-digit ball game. As McConkie comes back in for Kylie Coleman. A well-deserved break there for Coleman, who has been all over the place for Northwest defensively.
Northwest has outscored Northeastern State 10-5 over the last just under 5 minutes of this quarter.
Scott keeps chipping away. As Stillman has the top of the key, gets it inside for Meyer, guarded by Bertrand. And Bertrand reaches in trying to tip that pass out. And they get Joy for the foul. That'll be team foul number 2 on Northeastern. And they'll stay with Northwest. Good job by Meyer of just sealing her off. And if you're going to get to her, you had to make her go through you. Williams inbound to McConkie. Pull up, 50-foot jumper is good. The South Nottoway alumni picks up the bucket. The Bearcats back within 8 with 34 seconds to play in this first half. It is Long going inside to Bertrand. Left block, working on Meyer, goes up. Scoop shot, right hand, no good. Out of bounds, and it points back to Northwest. Good defense there by Meyer going up against the 6-foot, 2-inch Joy Bertrand.
One thing I like out of this first half for Northwest from an effort standpoint, seeing this team much more focused and from the opening tip tonight than what we saw last weekend.
17 seconds to play in the first half. Bearcats trailing by 8. Macy Williams dribbling out near midcourt, guarded by Tree Brooks. Left side for Mallory McConkie. Gets a screen from Stillman. Now gives it off to Meyer. Meyer wants a three-pointer. Yes! Bearcats back within 5. Inbound to Brooks. Brooks puts up a half-court heave at the buzzer. Off the front of the rim, no good. Northwest Missouri State down by 15 points, but they are back within 5. 35-30 is our score at halftime. We do owe you a station identification. We'll go ahead and pause 10 seconds for that. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. A three-pointer from Meyer with 3 seconds to go in the first half. Northwest back within 5 of Northeastern State. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Well, that's a break. Northwest Missouri State trailing Northeastern State 35-30 in the women's basketball game of this doubleheader. Men coming up at about 7:30 this evening. And, John, this one looked like it could get away from the Bearcats, but a late push there, and they're back to five.
Yeah, over the last 4 minutes, 16 seconds of that first half, Northwest actually outscored Northeastern State 12-2. They got 5 points apiece from Wyava and Meyer to account for 10 of those 12 points and a nice strong finish. Now, if they can just kind of pick up where they left off there, and when they get out in the third quarter, be very good news for Northwest. And for the most part, they're late in that second quarter, cut down on turnovers as well. And that's one of the big reasons they were able to make that comeback.
Bearcats down 35-30 at halftime, hoping to take that momentum into the second half as well. We mentioned the men's game is on the way. Number one team in the nation, Northwest, taking on Northeastern State at 7:30. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the associate head coach of the Bearcats, Austin Meyer, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball trailing Northeastern State 35-30 at halftime. After this one, we have the men's basketball game coming up, and we're joined by associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men, Austin Meyer. It's been a while, Austin.
It has. Good to be back.
I know. It's good to have you back. Northeastern State, a team with a lot of new players, a new head coach. What are the challenges of not only getting them early in the season, but their first conference game as well?
Yeah, like you said, a new team, a lot of new guys, got some Division I transfers, got quite a bit of talent, and a new head coach who's has a great track record. He's actually in the movie Glory Road. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was an actor in that movie, so fun
like
fact of the day.
On the team?
Yeah, he was one of the players.
Really?
About all the information. I can't give you a name.
I'm going to look that up when
so
I
look it up.
I'm going to blow Joe's mind at that.
Fact check me on that. But no, a new team, and we know they're going to play hard. They're going to come out ready to go. And it's going to be a tough one for us tonight.
Talk about your non-conference a little bit. Coach McCollum always schedules it very tough. And obviously Duke with that exhibition basketball game. But then you go in and play some tough teams here in Truman State. We saw Metro State. We saw Northern and Upper Iowa. And a lot of quality basketball throughout. How much does that prepare you for this as opposed to playing six NAIA schools? You get a lot of tough D2 schools.
Yeah, no, it's great because, those games, the guys are more excited. They're going to come out ready to play as much as you try to motivate them in other games. It's the big games. That's why you play college basketball. And so having that schedule, playing Northern State was huge. Obviously, Washburn is one of the best teams in our league. Like I said, down the list, Metro State, Truman State tournament teams from last year, Upper Iowa as well. And then, the first exhibition game was a pretty good team, too, that Duke Blue Devil team.
They're all right. Marvin Bagley's playing better now than he did against you guys. So
that's
I don't
right.
know what the recipe was, but you shut him down that first
That's
game.
Right. We did. Brett did a great job on him.
One guy that everybody knew the potential was there, and he played well last year, but it feels like he's taken it to another level, not just Justin Pitts, but Christian Dow looks like he is almost a new man out there just having fun playing well.
Yeah, he's playing at a high level right now. Obviously, he's shooting the basketball at a high clip, and the biggest thing with him sometimes is it's great when he's hitting shots, but we want to make sure he still does what he does. And when he's Chris and at his best is when he's – attacking the offensive glass, getting some big-time defensive rebounds, guarding the basketball, just using his length defensively, and then, you know, attacking closeouts off the dribble. He's taking great shots right now, and he's shooting a high percentage from three, but we want to make sure he continues to do those things that kind of make him the player that he is.
Teams are only averaging 63 points per game against you guys, which is very good. Coach McCall still sounds like he wants the intensity to go up a little bit on that end. Where do you see that coming from tonight?
Yeah, we haven't been great defensively, and the scoring is probably more the style we play than it is necessarily good defense. You know, I think defensive field goal percentage is kind of what you have to look at, and we haven't been very good in that department. But, you know, we after the Washburn game, we watched some film, and we tried to make some adjustments and just bring the energy and the juice more defensively. You know, Xavier Kurth is a guy for us that when he's out there and in it, which he has been for the most part this season, he brings that energy. We need more guys on that level, just the activity. Because a lot of defenses, we have our X's and O's, what we're going to do on ball screens, but it pretty much comes down to just flying around, being active, ready to make plays. And we're trying to get that throughout our entire team right now. And so hopefully, you know, the last few practices and games, we've adjusted and gotten better, and hopefully it'll show tonight.
Xavier is a guy that's battled injuries a little bit every year. If he can stay healthy all year through and be that energy guy that we saw Devontae take on a lot last year too, that goes does a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And he's very savvy offensively too. So, you know, he's great at making the extra pass, attacking the offensive glass, and just making savvy plays where if you can get him on that high level defensively where we can put him on the other team's best player. And he did a great job against Truman State. You know, their leading scorer, he shut him down. And he's one of those guys that when there's a challenge out there and he knows it's a score, he usually does a good job defending. And we need him to defend at a high level and increase the energy across our whole team.
Awesome. Always great to see you. Good luck tonight.
All right, Matt. Thank you.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Basketball Associate Head Coach, joining us. The Bearcats taking on Northeastern State. Right now, though, it is the women's game. 35-30 is the score in favor of Northeastern State. Go ahead, take a trip around the MIAA real quick, looking at some scores from around the conference. Conference opener for Fort Hays State taking on Missouri Southern. This game in Hays, Kansas. The Tigers winning that game 42-27 at halftime. In the third quarter, at the start of the third quarter, Central Oklahoma leading Missouri Western 33-25 in St. Joseph. And at halftime, it is Pittsburgh State leading Nebraska Omaha 38-36. There is your trip around the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Bearcats trailing by 5 at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with your halftime stats. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
35-30 is our score at halftime. Northeastern State leading Northwest Missouri State. Taking a look at some of those halftime stats. Bearcats being led by Tanya Meyer. 8 points and 6 rebounds at the break. Tanya scoring on 3 of 8 shooting. Also hit a pair of three-pointers in that first half. Also getting 7 points out of Kehlani Mayava. Mayava came into the ballgame averaging just 3.2 points per ballgame. Didn't even score in their last outing, but she came up with 7 points, including a big three-pointer there in that first half. Also pulled down 2 rebounds for Northwest. 5 points apiece coming from Jalen Haggard and Mallory McConkey there in the opening half. 3 points from Mallory McAndrews and 2 points from Maria Dentlinger. Bearcats came out pretty slow early on, 4 of 15 shooting in the first quarter, 8 of 14 in the second. So here at halftime, they are a total of 41.4% from the field. Bearcats also turned the ball over 9 times and are being out-rebounded by Northeastern 17 to 14. Leading the Riverhawks, it is Kaylin Long. She has 7 points, also 6 points coming from the team's leading scorer, Destiny Strange. At the break, it is 35 to 30 in favor of Northeastern State as the Bearcats close that first half on a 12-2 run to get back within 5. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have the second half of action. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at rapidelitemaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Well, just wrapping up halftime here from Bearcat Arena, Northwest trailing Northeastern State 35-30. The MIAA opener for both schools. Also, the annual holiday game here at Bearcat Arena. Now, typically we get John Coffey to come out and dress up like Santa Claus. He left the beard and the suit at home, so we didn't get John dressed up. But still a good cause, raising are collecting toys for Toys for Tots for Nottoway County. Last year, 251 children were provided with gifts here throughout Nottoway County. Also, Ugly Sweater Night, one of John's favorites. As Coach McCollum talked to him about last night during the coaches show, John has apparently plenty of ugly sweaters.
Well, I didn't think so, but apparently that's Ben's opinion.
And the cherry on top is you wearing a sweater during the time that he called out your sweaters.
There's a Bearcat Radio Network sweater, too. I thought it looked pretty snazzy, but...
Well, you know, what year is it from?
Oh, I'm not sure.
It is old. I'm just kidding, John. It's nice. Oh, getting ready for the start of the second half. Bearcats going right to left in this third quarter. Chance to cut this to a one-possession ball game as Jalen Haggard walks across midcourt, guarded by Alexis Hill for Northeastern State. To Mayava inside to Meyer. Meyer falling away. A little jump hook, no good. Rebound comes down to Griffin of Northeastern State. She'll push the other way, fires a pass ahead for Strange. It's not handled by Strange. It goes out of bounds. We have an early turnover on Northeastern.
See if Northwest can take advantage of that. They turned it over the ball a few times in the first half. They saw Northeastern come up with some points. But nice little run at the end of the first half, a 12-2 run by the Bearcats to go into the locker room at halftime. And hopefully they can keep it right up where they left off.
Haggard right by Hill into the lane. A floater, no good. Meyer, the offensive board, and the putback for Northwest. She has 10 points, and Northwest back within three. Griffin with it right side for Northeastern. They get it up top now. Strange gives off Griffin now left side. Guarded by Coleman. Into the paint. Leans in off the glass. Sanchi delivers. 7 points for Miranda Griffin. Back to a 5-point Northeastern lead. 1 minute into the second half. Bearcats trailing by five. Haggard to Mayava. Top of the key. She hit a 3-pointer in the first half. Now to McConkey. Dribbles in. Out to Meyer for the mid-range jumper. It's no good. And Hill brings it up now for Northeastern. Going left to right in this third quarter. Nearly came up with the double dribble. Trapping that ball on her hip. Gets the pass off to Miranda Griffin. Now to Strange. Top of the key. Right side for Alexis Hill. Trying to get the ball inside too long. It's picked off by Mayava as she's falling out of bounds. So it will stay here with Northeastern State, but a smart read there by Kehlani.
I tell you what, I've talked about this early in the first quarter, and it's really the same here to start this third quarter. I really like the way the team looks. Having both Meyer and Mayava on the floor at the same time gives them a lot more presence inside.
And the pass from Hill coming into Bertrand picked off by Mayava. So another turnover on Northeastern State. Northeastern comes in with quite a few girls, 6 feet tall or larger. So Mayava and Meyer on the floor, giving the Bearcats a little bit more of that size element out there right now. Haggard right wing, a bounce pass that was intended for Myers, picked off by Griffin. She gets the head too long. Long goes up with it, and the ball trickles out of bounds off of her hand. She just lost control.
Talk about the size for Northeastern State. One player who's not in the lineup tonight is Lauren Blevins, a freshman redshirt that's really started off very well for Northeastern State, but out with a concussion from last week. So she might be back by Saturday when they go down to St. Joseph to face Missouri Western, but with that concussion protocol, unable to play tonight.
A player averaging 11 points per game that Coach Shield said was a tree. It's just really tough inside. Meyer working inside, goes up, shot blocked by Bertram, but she gets fouled, and so Tanya Meyer will head to the free throw line.
Boy, Bertram's been in on a number of block shots so far tonight, just making her presence felt inside.
Speaking of presence, Ray's bringing in toys for Toys for Tots in Nottoway County this evening, so if you're coming out to the ball game.
That's a little bit of a stretch, but it's still a good idea.
We're getting presents for children, John.
I guess.
Santa Coffee here with me on tonight's broadcast. First free throw from Tanya is good. She is 8-for-8 from the free throw line on the season. Now 9-for-9. 37-34, the Northeastern State lead. As Brooks pushes up the floor, gets past Haggard all the way in and lays it up. She was not slowing down. Haggard tried to poke it away from behind. But Brooks able to capitalize and make it a 5-point game once again. Now between the circle is Haggard, guarded by Brooks. Gets a screen from Meyer, puts up the three-pointer. That one too strong. Rebound comes off to Griffin. Griffin pushing the other way for Northeastern. Gives it off too long. Long inside to Strange. Takes a step in, and she is fouled by Mayava, going up for a layup. So Destiny Strange will head to the free throw line. A year ago when these two teams played, Northwest lost to Northeastern State 72-58. Bearcats actually haven't beat the Riverhawks since January 31st of 2013 here at Bearcat Arena. As Strange puts up the free throw and knocks down her first. 80% free throw shooter on the year. 7:21 to play in the third quarter. A 6-point lead for the Riverhawks. As Strange misses that second free throw, rebound comes down to McConkey. Outlet for Haggard. And she walks across midcourt, calling out the play. Dribbling near midcourt now, right wing for Kylie Coleman. Gets screened to her left from Mayava. Into the corner for McConkey. A little head and shoulder fake. Dribbles into the paint, loses control. Bertrand on the ground, scoops it up for Northeastern. And a jump ball called with the possession arrow pointing back to the Riverhawks. Just got a little careless trying to drive into the paint there.
And that's been the biggest problem, I think, for Northwest on a lot of their turnovers. Just losing focus just a little bit and an unforced turnover here or there, and that's really one of the biggest differences in this game right now.
Stillman and McAndrews check in as McConkey and Maiava check out. The Bearcats have turned the ball over 11 times in the game, 9 times in the first half, and twice now in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter. 40-30, the Northeastern State lead. Brooks get past to Griffin. She'll take a deep three left wing, and she knocks it down. Miranda Griffin. She was a 13% three-point shooter coming into the day. She has hit 2 tonight.
Seems like that's the case a lot of times against the Northwest women's team in the last couple of years. It's a player like that that steps out and really makes a difference in the game.
Coleman with it right side. Gives it off to Meyer. Off her fingertips, she scoops it up. Now dribbles top of the key. Coleman left side. Gets into the free throw line. All the way to the block. His shot is blocked by Joy Bertrand. Over to Brooks. Pushing the other way. Out too long. 4-3 in transition. No good. Rebound comes down to Haggard. Jalen pushing back the other way for Northwest. Now she'll slow things up on that right sideline. Top of the key. Meyer left open for three. That one well short. Rebound tipped up in the air. And it comes out to Kylie Coleman left wing. Coleman wants the three-pointer. That one's off the back of the rim. Stillman pulls down the offensive board. She goes up. Shot blocked by Bertrand. And Northeastern has it going back the other way. Plenty of opportunities that time for Northwest. And now Brooks throws out of bounds trying to get Strange in transition.
Right idea, but again, didn't quite fully execute on the transition coming down for Northeastern State. They really get the ball down the floor quickly off of missed shots.
Now you spoke about it a minute ago, but Bertrand's presence out there really being felt. Three block shots and a whole lot more just altered because of her size.
Yeah, it just, again, anytime they go inside, they have to deal with that and trying to get a few shot fakes up and try to get around her, and it's very tough to do.
Now's the time to go into the paint. Bertrand gets a rest as Eldred checks in. Mele Tupuata also checks in for Tanya Meyer of Northwest. 5:40 to play in this third quarter. Bearcats down 43-34. McAndrews top of the key right side now for Coleman. Baseline right for Stillman. Now back up to Haggard. Haggard pulls up. Mid-range jumper. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Tupuata fights and gets that offensive rebound for Northwest and gets it out to Haggard. Fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. Haggard dribbling right, and an offensive foul coming up as Tupuata got that offensive rebound, but then comes up with the moving screen and the foul on Northwest. Oh, they got Stillman instead, excuse me.
I would have gone the way you did there, too, but
that's why we're not officiating up here.
That's a good point.
5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Northwest down 9. Three-pointer from Long on the way. She splashes that one home. Kaelin Long with 10 points. 46-34 now the lead for Northeastern State. As McAndrews gets it high post now for Tupuana. Trying to drive in, and she gets fouled as she tries to drive past Eldred. Largest lead of the day was 15 points for Northeastern there in that first half. Right now it is up to 12. We have a timeout on the floor, 4:46 to go in this third quarter. We'll take a 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at rapidelitemaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Meyer lays it in. The Bearcats back within 10. 4:33 to go in this third quarter. Strange trying to post up on Meyer. She goes ahead and lays it in with her left hand. Northeastern with an answer for the Bearcats so far in this second half. 48-36 the Riverhawk lead. Meyer wants a three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Two-pointer fighting for that rebound. But it's going to be long coming up with the outlet to Brooks. Northeastern pushing left to right here in this third quarter. Haggard trying to stop ball. Gets into the block. She gets fouled. So Brooks will go to the free throw line for a pair. Not much more you can do for Haggard. You're in front. You're trying to stop ball. But Brooks just, she gets going. Little stutter step and picks up the foul.
Yeah, a very physical player was able to get through the lane there and make a strong move to the basket.
Tree books. Brooks' first free throw is no good. She's a 50% free throw shooter on the year. As Meyer will take a quick break, Myalva comes back in.
We haven't seen many free throws for either team tonight.
No, I mean, foul-wise, it's been a clean game. Both teams avoiding that to this point. Has a second free throw around the rim, no good. Myalva pulls down the board, and she's going to get fouled by Kaylin Long. Long thought she had her tied up. They're going to get her for a reach.
You look at free throws right now, Northeastern State just 1 of 4, and Northwest 2 of 3.
Not many games you get this deep in with only seven total free throws.
And it's been a fairly physical game as they've been pounding it inside for both of these teams. And say a clean game, although it has been a little physical out there.
You got to like when you're just letting them play, though. 15 on the shot clock. Haggard drives in. A little pump fake on the pass. Layup around the rim. No good. 2-1 offensive board and a jump ball call. Strange and Tupuata going at it. Jump ball, and the possession error will stick with Northwest.
I like the way Northwest is fighting for offensive rebounds tonight. They've really done a good job with that right now with 7 offensive boards in this game. That's been an area early in the season where they struggled a bit.
Inbound from Hager to McConkey. Jumper no good. Rebound comes down to Bertrand of Northeastern. She gives off to Griffin. Griffin brings it up left side, picks up her dribble 15 feet from the bucket. Now up top to Brooks. Dribbles right side, gives it off to Long, guarded by McConkey. Looking for Griffin cutting. Instead, she'll start to drive baseline, loses control, picks it up. Nowhere to go with it. Now up top for Griffin. A little head and shoulder fake on a three. Gets into the paint. Tupuata scoops it away, and Haggard comes up for the steal. Jalen Haggard pushed the other way. Now she'll slow up as the Riverhawks had numbers. Into the corner for McConkey. Back up top to Haggard. Considered a three-pointer. Left side now for McAndrews. Inside to Myalva going against Bertrand. Throws up a tough shot, and that one no good. And the air ball comes down to Griffin. 2:54 to play in the third quarter. A 12-point lead for Northeastern. Brooks, right wing, finds a cutting long. Long goes up with the shot. Well contested by McConkey. And Mallory able to pull down the rebound. The Haggard ahead to McAndrews' left wing. Up top to McConkey. 13 on the shot clock. Myalva now out to McAndrews. Left open. Mallory for three, and she cans it. McAndrews, 8 points. Bearcats back within single digits, trailing 48-39. Eldred up top goes left side for Griffin. Up top for Long. She's left open for three. The answer is good for Northeastern State. Every time the Bearcats start to get some momentum, a big shot. That time, Kaylin Long knocks down the three-pointer. 1:55 to go in this third quarter. Haggard right side, up top for Myalva. She wants another three-pointer. That one around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down for Griffin. Northeastern pushing back the other way. Griffin pulls up, now goes around the books, swinging it around to Eldred left side, inside to Bertrand. And she has the ball knocked away from her and goes out of bounds off of Myalva. As Macy Williams and Mia Stillman, Tanya Meyer, all check into the ballgame for Northwest. 15, Tanya Meyer, and 44, Bearcats have cut down on turnovers in the last 5-6 minutes of this third quarter, but still just shooting 3 of 14 in the second half. Starting a little bit cold like they did in that first quarter. Inbound to Bertrand, goes around, reverse layup, right hand is good. Now 53-39, the lead for Northeastern State. Williams up right wing for McConkey. Between the circles now, McAnders. Left side for Macy Williams, guarded by Alexis Hill. Gets a screen from Stillman. Now goes off the pick and pop for Stillman. No good. With McAnders fighting for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds off of Kalen Long. Or excuse me, Simia Haynes. Hayes for Northeastern. 70 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Inbound comes in immediately to Tanya Meyer. Goes up the little fallaway jump hook. Is good for Tanya. Any way she can get it up over the 6'2" Joy Bertrand, she does. That time it falls. Bearcats are within 12 inside a minute to go in this third quarter. Cunningham with it for Northeastern State. Left side now for Eldred. Hands it off for Hayes. Well, has it left wing. Gets the pass inside to Bertrand and a mismatch up against Macy Williams. 7 on the shot clock. Bertrand goes up. Can't hit the shot. The rebound comes down for Cunningham. It didn't hit the rim. The shot clock's down to 2-1. Eldred at the buzzer. Air ball and a shot clock violation on Northeastern State.
Good defensive stand by Northwest, making it tough for Northeastern State to get off some shots.
And the crazy part was, too, you have a 6'2" Joy Bertrand up against Macy Williams, who's listed at 5'7". She's probably close to 5'5". And the defense from Williams caused the air ball. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Bearcats trailing 53-41. Williams with it out near midcourt, guarded by Alexis Hill. 10 on the shot clock. Over to Myers. She'll take a three-pointer. That one around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down for Hayes. 5 to go on the game clock. The ball knocked away by McAnders. Ball trickles out of bounds, and it'll go back to Northwest Missouri State. They're going to say it went off of Bertrand, but... in the general area of Macy Williams, too.
I think it went off her thigh, and that's what Coach Bullock of Northeastern State is trying to emphasize, but Northwest got away with it.
Williams not going to put up a shot at the buzzer. The full court heave not in the cards there. So at the end of the third quarter, Northwest trailing Northeastern State 53-41. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back with the fourth quarter here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799. Or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Well, getting set for this fourth quarter of action. Northwest trailing Northeastern State 53-41. The MIAA opener for both schools. Northeastern State 3-2 on the season. The Bearcats just 1-5. That win coming against Peru State back on November 15th. An 84-69 win. The Bearcats hit 19 three-pointers in that basketball game. Wouldn't be a bad time to get hot from three right now.
Wouldn't be a bad time just to get hot from anywhere on the floor as far as that goes. They kind of struggled in the third quarter.
4 of 17 shooting in that third quarter for the Bearcats. And it will be Northeastern State ball starting this fourth quarter. Cunningham with it, left wing, gets it over to Hayes near top of the key. Hayes trying to drive on McAnders into the paint. Goes in, layup off the glass. Kicks off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Meyer now 16 points, 8 rebounds in the ballgame. 9:37 to play. The Bearcats need to make up ground, trailing by 12. McConkey left wing, looking inside for Meyer. Now they go up top, Maria Dittlinger. Around to Haggard. Meyer working hard inside, now sets a screen for Haggard. Right wing for Meyer, right back to Haggard. Little two-man game between Haggard and Meyer as Jalen starts to get inside. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it off to Tanya Meyer. Another fall-away jump hook. It's no good. And the rebound comes down for Hayes. And a foul coming up on Tanya. 90 feet from the bucket.
perhaps not one that you like to see Tanya make there after a little bit of frustration missing that shot, but I guess the encouraging thing is it's just her first foul tonight after really struggling with fouls here in the last couple, three games.
Yeah, there's some games where that automatically put her on the bench in a game like this. You know what? You gamble and you come up with a steal and it works out, but right now, like you said, just one personal foul. Northeastern with it. It's Hayes, top of the key, guarded by McAndrews. Gives it off right for Cunningham. Her pass inside to Bertrand, picked off by Tanya. And she'll hand it off now for Jalen Haggard. Tanya Meyer just two rebounds away from another double-double. She already has three on the year. Haggard right side hands it off for McAndrews. Looks set like she's going to shoot a three. Instead, she'll dribble up and give it off to McConkey. 13 on the shot clock. Right side for Haggard. Looks inside to Meyer. Now gets a screen from Tanya. Jumper from Jalen is good. A three-pointer from Haggard. She has eight in the ball game, and the Bearcats are back within nine. Kind of hanging around right there. It's all about chipping away. Eldred drives in left side, puts up a layup over Maria Dentlinger, and we're back to an 11-point game. That's the thing. If you get hot and you're hitting shots, you got to play defense to get stops on the other end. Otherwise, it's all for naught, of course.
Oh, yeah. Got to make that stop defensively to try to get back in. At that time, just too easy of a look inside.
McAndrews left open for deep for three. She gets fouled. So despite the miss, Mallory will go to the free throw line for three. McAndrews, she has 2 points in the ball game. Better check that. My stats are way off. She has six. She's made 2 3-pointers. And she hits that first free throw. Just her third free throw attempt of the year. Now 2 for 3. Last year she was 2 for 2 for the entire season from the free throw line. Second free throw is good.
Pretty good free throw shooter. Hopefully they can get her to the line a little bit more this year.
Similar to Zach Schneider, you just never saw too many free throws out of those sharpshooters from deep.
Yeah, they don't get fouled too much when you put them in from three-point land where you don't want to commit that foul out there to get three at the free throw.
But if they're willing to commit that foul, and go ahead, we'll take three every time.
That's right.
Mallory, 3 for 3 from the free throw line that time around. She has 9 points in the ballgame, 55-47. Brooks brings up the floor for Northeastern, kicks out for Griffin. She wants three. That one well off the mark, off the glass, and the rebound comes down for Northeastern. She gets tied up with McConkey, so a jump ball gives it back to Northwest. 7:52 to play in the ball game. Bearcats down 55-47. Haggard walks across midcourt, guarded by Brooks. Left side now for McAndrews. Gets the ball inside to Meyer, working on Hellyer. Goes up, right hand, off the glass, it's good. They are cutting their way back into this lead, down by six, but Brooks goes coast to coast for Northeastern State and lays it in. 57-49 now the Riverhawk lead. Haggard for Northwest, dribbles in all the way to the block, lays it up. She has the answer for Brooks that time, and a timeout on the floor for Northeastern State. Bearcats have cut it to a 6-point deficit, 7:14 to play in the game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take this one with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots.
More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Strange with it, top of the key for Northeastern State, left side for Griffin, back up top for Long. Little jab step, now goes back to Griffin, left wing, inside for Miranda Strange, guarded by Stillman. Going baseline, or stripped away by Haggard, and Haggard came up with the steal, but she was standing on the baseline as she did. They're going to say she never controlled it, so 6 seconds to go on the shot clock for the Riverhawks. It'll be Brooks inbounding baseline left, guarded by Haggard. Gets it into Strange. Strange on that left block, gets into the paint, left hand off the glass, no good. Tanya Meyer with the rebound. Tanya out to Jalen Haggard, pushing the other way, gives it off to McAndrews, left open for a three, off the rim, no good. Long with the rebound for Northeastern, stripped by Meyer. Meyer on the baseline to McConkey, tipped out of bounds by Hellyer, and it'll stay with Northwest. That would have been a huge transition three for McAndrews to cut this to a three-point deficit. But even without that, the fact that the Bearcats able to strip the ball and keep it alive, man.
Wow, that's good hustle by Meyer, not taking for granted that that shot was going to go down from outside. She crashed the board hard and forced the play inside, finally for that rebound.
And out near midcourt, it is Haggard with it, 20 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Stillman, Haggard for three. That one's short, and another foul from three-point range. This one on Destiny Strange. It is... might have been a little bit of a sell job by Haggard to get that call, but regardless, three free throws. Oh, they're going to say that it was after she was back on the ground. Thought for sure that would be three free throws coming up for Jalen.
Important thing, though, Northwest gets the ball on the inbound.
6:17 to go in the ballgame, 57-51 the lead for Northeastern. Stillman with it, thought about a three, goes to Haggard, top of the key. Jalen hands it off for McConkey. The screen from Meyer. Dribbles down into the left elbow. Got it by Joy Bertrand. Nice little move to get open. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball loose now on the ground with Griffin. Jump ball. And the possession arrow pointing back to Northeastern State. This is one of those sequences where it's pretty physical out there both ways.
Yeah.
And the officials not calling it.
Well, I think it's been a well-officiated game where they're letting it play inside. And if it's nothing very fragrant, just let them play.
I agree. I think it's been very good because both teams have been physical just the same. Still a six-point Northeastern lead. Griffin, top of the key, guarded by McAndrews. Driving left, goes in. Layup off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down for Eldred. Keeps that possession alive for Northeastern. Up top to Brooks. Trying to get past Haggard. Now up top for Long. And a foul coming up. It looks like this one's going to be on Stillman. As Brooks was setting a screen, Stillman just ran right over the top of her, and they're going to get her for a foul. Second personal foul on Mia. 5:30 to go in the ballgame. Inbounding baseline right is Kaylin Long. Into the corner for Griffin, up top for Brooks. Brooks gives it off too long, puts up a three-pointer. That might have been partially tipped by Mallory McConkey, and Meyer comes up with it. Good defense by McConkey, getting back off the screen to contest that three-pointer. Haggard, top of the key. Work on Eldred. Has a screen from Stillman, drives past her. The ball tipped away from her, and it goes out of bounds off Northeastern. So with 16 on the shot clock, Haggard inbounding baseline left.
Cats have to make every possession count right now, trying to get back in this ballgame. They cut it down to single digits. Need to get it down a little bit further.
Pass inside to Meyer. Double team comes over. She dribbles out to the corner. Tries to fire pass up top. It is tipped by Elder. Goes out of bounds. And it will trickle out off of Northeastern State. Bearcats might have got lucky as Elder might have got pushed from behind a little bit as that one went out. But regardless, staying with Northwest. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Bearcats trailing by six. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
4:59 to play in the MIAA opener for Northwest Missouri State, trailing by 6. They have the ball and bounding on the baseline with 7 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah, a conversion here would be great to come up with at least 2 this trip down the floor. They just need to keep continuing to chip away. Got some time left in this ball game, but they can't afford to fall much further behind.
Inbound to McAndrews, 3-pointer around the cylinder, no good. Offensive board for Meyer, the putback. Tanya Meyer puts it in. She has 20 points in the ball game, and the Bearcats are within 4. They're chipping away and pulling momentum as this crowd continues to grow larger and larger with our men's game here to follow at Bearcat Arena. Kaylin Long, top of the key, picks up her dribble guard. Tally by McConkey, left side for Griffin. Looking inside to Bertrand, working hard against Tanya Meyer. Griffin into the elbow, out to Eldred. Right side now for Brooks. Brooks drives in, throws up a floater off the glass. No good. Bertrand knocks the ball away from Meyer, comes up with the offensive board. Long with it now, up top for Eldred. 25 on the shot clock for Northeastern. Buck Shield trying to will his team to a stop here. Trailing by 4 with 4:11 to go. Eldred, right block. Skip pass out to Trey Brooks. Brooks guarded by Haggard. Into the paint, goes up, right hand off the glass, nothing. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Northeastern.
Northwest right now on a 9-2 run for the last 3 minutes and 28 seconds of this fourth quarter.
Kind of deja vu, isn't it? We saw them start slow first quarter, finish strong in that second quarter. We started slow this third quarter, but the Bearcats are within 4, and they have momentum. Haggard, top of the key, left open for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Griffin of Northeastern. This place would have got pretty loud if she didn't knock that one down. 3:47 to play. The Bearcats down by 4. Trying to beat Northeastern State for the first time since 2013. Haggard's inbound to Meyer. Gets tipped. It goes out of bounds. And it will stay here. That one nearly stolen away by Brooks. Bearcats fortunate to keep possession as Haggard inbound baseline left. McAndrews had a quick look from 3. Didn't take it. McConkey now top of the key. Right side for Haggard. Working on Brooks. Fires a pass inside for Tanya. That one sails too high and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 12 on the Cats.
Gotta go with pick and roll that time. Pass just out of Tanya's reach.
But just the first turnover of this fourth quarter. They've really cut down since those first few minutes of the third quarter.
Northeastern right now, more turnovers in the game than Northwest.
Griffin looking inside. Goes up top to Eldred. Eldred fires it inside for Long. Long back out to Bertrand. To Brooks. Takes a step into the free throw line. Now to Eldred. Drives in. Layup is good. Good possession there by Northeastern. Working that one around. And Bailey Eldred gets the bucket. 59-53. Tanya Meyer. Quick look from 3. Instead, she'll get to the free throw line. Goes up. That shot looked like it was partially blocked and goes out of bounds. They're going to say nope. Just a straight air ball.
Yeah, Tanya tried to go up with that shot. Instead of getting on her fingertips, kind of shot put that a little bit off the heel of her right hand and just couldn't get the distance she needed out of that shot.
2:50, Cats down by 6. Big possession here. Brooks gets it to Bertrand. About 15 feet from the bucket, Bertrand goes into the left block, gets it to go off the glass, spin around the cylinder, and fall through. Back to an 8-point game. Bearcats needing buckets now with 2.5 minutes left in the game. Haggard hands it off left side for McAndrews and a foul coming up on Brooks away from the ball. Stillman trying to post up on her and she got fouled by Brooks.
Northeastern State foul, number 21.
Team foul number 3 on Northeastern. And Haggard inbounding baseline left for Northwest. Floats the ball into Stillman out near midcourt. Right side now for McAndrews. Looks inside to Tanya Meyer. Now gets it back out to Haggard between the circles.
Right side, McAndrews gets the pass inside to Tanya Meyer. Meyer goes up, shot no good. Brooks comes down with the rebound, pushing the other way for Northeastern. Gets the head to Eldred. Eldred trying to go through four. Bearcats goes up, and she gets fouled on the floor. It was 1-on-4, numbers in favor of Northwest, but Eldred thinking if you can get that layup and make this a 10-point ball game, it might be over. As Long inbounding baseline left to Griffin, now out between the circles to Brooks. Brooks drives past Stillman, throws up off the glass, no good. Bertrand, offensive rebound and the putback. Bertrand has 10 points, and it's a 10-point Riverhawk lead with 1:55 to go. Jalen Haggard drives in right block as she's going up. She's stripped by Brooks. And we have a foul coming up on Northeastern. They're going to say this one's on the floor, not a shooting foul. Since it was 57-53, it's been a 6-0 run for Northeastern. Open this back up to a double-digit lead as Haggard inbounds to McAndrews. Now Stillman right side looking inside to Tanya Meyer. Meyer baseline jumper is good. Meyer's having herself a game. Bearcats still down by 8. Timeout on the floor. We'll go ahead and take this timeout with them as the Bearcats trying to get back in at 1:40 to go. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
1:40 to go in the MIAA opener for Northwest and Northeastern State. Bearcat women down 63-55. Men's game to follow. Good crowd going to be on hand for that one, John.
Definitely, as they're continuing to file in. And really, at the start of this women's game, a lot of folks got around early, got here for the 5:30 tip.
Definitely, as the inbound comes into Tree Brooks, she gets fouled immediately by Jalen Haggard. Four team fouls now on each squad, so the next one will be into the bonus, as the Bearcats putting on some man-to-man full-court pressure now. Eldred gets it into Brooks, and she gets fouled immediately by Haggard. So that'll send Tree Brooks to the free throw line. She's a 50% free throw shooter entering the day. And so far, she is 0 for 2 from the line, so not a bad strategy there.
And neither team's been to the line that often. This for Northeastern State, just their fifth free throw of the game. They're 1 of 4 so far.
And Coach Bullock for Northeastern State has some pretty good free throw shooters on the bench, including Hayes, 83% free throw shooter, Cunningham, 100% free throw shooter on the year. They lead Brooks in. She goes ahead and knocks down the front end of this 1-1. Excuse me, I guess it's a double bonus here. 5 fouls in the fourth quarter. And the second one from Brooks is good. She heard me calling her out and went ahead and made no free throws. 65-55 lead for Northeastern. Tanya Meyer steps back, takes a long three-pointer. That one well short. Brooks comes down with the rebound. She gets fouled right away. 2 of 4 from the line. She'll get a couple more. Well, after this one, Bearcats have Central Oklahoma coming into Maryville on Saturday. The Broncos right now playing in St. Joseph against Missouri Western. See if we can get an update on that one right now. It's 53-43 in favor of Missouri Western. 6:08 left to play in that one.
The Oklahoma schools making their tour through Northwest Missouri. We'll see Central Oklahoma come up to Northwest on Saturday.
Tight one in Kearney, Nebraska, as Pittsburgh State leading UNK 76-73. 2:44 left to go in that basketball game. As Brooks misses her first free throw, second one is good. 1:24 left to go in this one. Haggard brings it down the floor. Gives up to Stillman. Left side for McAndrews. Fires a pass into a double team. Tanya Meyer goes out of bounds off of Long, so it will stay with Northwest. Inbound comes into McConkie. Left corner out to McAndrews. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Offensive board bounces around, but instead Griffin picks it up and fouled right away by Tanya Meyer.
Well, Northwest down by 11. Free throws on the way for Northeastern. 1:08 left to go. Yeah, you see the Bearcats get down by 15 in the first half, get back within 5 at halftime. Down by 12 earlier in the third quarter. They come back and get back within 4 points, but just couldn't quite get over the hump tonight.
Just needed that one or two extra stops defensively, and they come down and take advantage of it on the offensive side, just unable to get the big plays that they needed.
Griffin knocks down the first to make this a 12-point lead for Northeastern. And the second free throw is good as well. 1:05 left to go. Haggard comes up. A little stutter step, trying to drive past Brooks. Goes in, gets fouled, and she will go to the free throw line for two. Fourth personal on Brooks with 1:01 left to go in the ballgame. And Haggard stepping to the free throw line. First one for Jalen is good. The true freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri. And the second one rattles around and falls through. She has 12 points. Outside of those first two games in Bolivar, this is now 5 consecutive for Haggard, scoring in double digits as Brooks all the way into the bucket. Shot off the mark. Rebound for Tanya Meyer. Meyer out to Haggard. Haggard hands it off for McAndrews. Puts up the quick three-pointer. Too strong. Offensive rebound for Stillman. Kick out for McAndrews. Needs to put up another one quick. Off to Haggard now, right side. Jalen working for her shot. Now goes to Tanya Meyer. To Mia Stillman in the right corner. 30 seconds to go. Up top for McConkey. And an offensive foul coming up on Tanya Meyer.
And that away from the ball, trying to get a little position, low post off that right side, and gets called for a push.
29 seconds left with Northeastern up 68-57. And the inbound comes into Brooks. She'll walk it up the floor. Northeastern last year finished the year 6-21 overall, 2-17 in MIAA play. One of those wins coming up on Northwest, and that one a 14-point victory last year. This one will be an 11-point win for Northeastern, but they had to work for it. The Bearcats fighting all the way to the very end as Eldred will dribble this one out. 68-57 is our final score. Northwest falls to 1-6, while Northeastern State improves to 4-2 on the season. We'll take a timeout and get you into our post-game festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Well, the Bearcats fall in the MIAA opener 68-57. The Bearcats 1-6 overall, 0-1 now in MIAA play. Central Oklahoma next up on the schedule, a 1:30 tip-off on Saturday, 1:10 pregame here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Coming up, though, we have the men's basketball game taking on Northeastern State.
We'll take a quick break and be back with your stats from this ballgame. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Another good effort from Tanya Meyer, but the Bearcats fall in this one. She finishes with 22 points and 13 rebounds, her fourth double-double of the year. Bearcats also get 12 points and 2 rebounds from Jalen Hager, 9 points coming from Mallory McAndrews in this 68-57 loss as the Bearcats shot 34% from the field. On the other side for Northeastern, 3 players in double digits. It's Kaylin Long with 13, Miranda Griffin with 12 points, also 6 rebounds, and Joy Bertrand, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 2 steals in the ballgame as Northeastern shot 51.9% from the field. Both teams turned the ball over 13 times apiece, and Northeastern out-rebounded the Bearcats 37-33. We'll take a timeout and be back with our extra effort award. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Oh, despite a 68-57 loss, still good effort from quite a few players this Northwest squad. John, our extra effort award tonight.
Tanya Meyer, she has good numbers here tonight. 22 total points, 13 rebounds. As you mentioned a little bit earlier, double-double for Tanya. She also had an assist and a steal to go along with those numbers. And, again, pretty solid performance out of Tanya Meyer this evening.
Tough night for the Cats overall, though, a 68-57 loss. Up next, Central Oklahoma on Saturday at 1:30. We'll pregame at 1:10. But coming up next on the Bearcat Radio Network, the men's team taking on Northeastern State. We'll have more on that coming up after this brief timeout.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. It's time for Northwest Missouri State Battle.